This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hey, everyone. No way you can stop us. It's Friday. Yay! Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Let that Friday wash right over you.
Are our cameras sideways again?
Yeah, we're sideways.
Yes, they are.
Yes, Vincent. Oh, yes.
All right. How's that?
Most of your head's in it.
I don't know what to say. I'm trying my hardest.
It's perfect. You're doing fine. It's all good.
Are we staying this way? I'll build a studio. What do I do?
Yes, please build. Oh, my God. I know, right? You're going to have to build a studio.
Well.
It's going to be great.
As I watched everyone make fun of me not being able to work my darn phone, I was thinking, it's really not fair. She's got, like, a fully set up studio that just happened to be finished as we were getting ready to work from
Check
home.
Check me out over here. Hold on. How do I turn my thing around? There we go. Look at this. All my crap. There's everything I'm going to do right now. Here's my 6 o'clock hour, my 7 o'clock hour, my 8 o'clock. I don't print one thing anymore.
It's amazing.
I am saving trees.
I'm not doing more than we did when we worked at when we were working in the office, but I'm still printing. So yeah. There's no doubt there's some
waste still. You're spending your money on your paper instead of letting the station buy your paper for you. You know, there's always that.
There's that, and a lot of stories were printed and then brought to me.
Yes.
Whether I did them or not.
Yes.
So now I'm getting Nicole sending them to me to proofread first. Then I decide. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, that saves a little, right? You know?
If this is something we're going to continue, I'm sure I'll have to dedicate a space to a little more permanent studio use.
Well.
Right now I'm just a dude using my wife's desk.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that your room upstairs, the one where your guitar is and everything, that you could set that up as like a perfect little hidey hole studio. And you've talked about wanting to do like book recordings and, you know, some voiceover stuff. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have a nice soundproofed room with an on-air light on the door? You could just flick the mic on anytime you don't want anyone to come in. Oh, Dad's recording.
I don't know if we're going to do this, but if we do end up doing this, I'll have to come up with a better plan. No question.
Oh, I can picture. I can envision the whole thing.
I know you can. Well, I'll most definitely check with you and Alan from Bananas, because
Alan's great. What a resource.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You know what you want, but we're not people who are like, you know, reading Studio Monthly magazine.
Right.
You know, like all the changes that have happened even since the last studio we set up, which was only like, I don't know, 15 years ago. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, everything is coming through the air. It's like magic.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's, yes.
Hey, so listen, yesterday.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, I'm doing this benefit thing, right? And
it's just a little,
we're going to perform a song. We're among a million performers.
Yeah, I hear you, but I want to see it. Where do I see it? You going to let me see it?
I think it's just for the school. It's like a school fundraiser. I'll see if I can get you the thing. You don't care, though.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to record that?
I am going to try to. It's just going to be, You know, I bet you that I can.
We just got done talking about your studio. You're fully equipped to record that.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing about my studio. It's not my studio. This is John's studio. John knows how to work it. Like, you should have seen him yesterday. Okay, first of all, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm doing this benefit thing. So we're doing it on Zoom. And I've been on Zoom exactly one time. And it was that meeting we had with Annie from the Bay Club and the sales staff and blah, 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 right? That's the one time I've ever been on Zoom. And I was like, well, I never need to be on this again. Just because, you know, it's exactly what you think it is. Little squares. So Corey, though, I don't know if he's like a Zoom scientist or something, or a Zoom expert. Scientists. I don't know. Maybe he invented Zoom. I don't know.
Right.
Zoom is awesome. Like, it's capable. I guess we'd have to get everyone a code each morning.
What are you saying? So we were on the dum-dum version of it?
Yes, like, we were on the dum-dum version. We were just on the low level, nobody's paying for the, you know what I mean? I think we were just on the dum-dum version, because what's going to happen is there's going to be 500 people in an audience, and then there's going to be one panelist at a time. That's, I guess, how they, there's attendees and there's panelists, and the panelist is up on the screen with their audio and video enabled. Everybody in the audience can watch, can comment. There's like a little chat going. And you can do private chats with various people on there. And then that person is going to become... I guess there's like a moderator. So that was Corey. And he was figuring, you know, telling us how we were going up. And he would come back in between each thing and say, okay, the next person we're going to do a sound check for Sarah and John. And then he puts it up and... I mean, I was actually really impressed with it. And you can do all these cool... Some people were doing these cool backgrounds. And, you know, this one guy's in charge of the auction. So he was putting up slides behind him. Like, I guess they're giving away... Or not giving it away. You're bidding on a, you know, a week in Montana at a freaking awesome place. Or, you know, some other thing you're bidding on. And it's going up kind of in the background behind him. I will just say this. I don't understand how it works. I couldn't set up my own Zoom meeting. But I was very impressed with, I thought, geez, that looks quite amazing. So I thought, maybe we could figure out a way. I don't know if we want to have our whole, people used to be able to peek in on the looking glass.
Why do you want that as opposed to?
Yeah, we've done nothing but bitch about that forever. Like, we can't even pick our nose. You want this?
Well, I would want to be able to take it down during the break.
Okay.
You know, have the option. You always have the option to turn off your audio or video.
Why is it better than the Instagram Live that we're doing?
It's not, Brent. I take it all back.
I'm just wondering.
Instagram Live is
fine with it. I think it's cool. It's just like,
It just occurred to me that I was like, this is quite amazing.
For business and stuff. Like, my brother teaches class and he has like 30 students and he goes, yeah, you know, why don't I get this instructor to give a private lesson over to you two? And he puts them in a group off to the side and they have a little session and then he goes,
wow.
He goes, yeah.
See, I'm telling you. Okay, so the bottom line is we don't have to do it, Bryn.
Right.
And I'm not even suggesting that.
We can do it if there's a good reason for it. I'm just trying to hear you out here.
No, I really, what I'm saying is I had no idea that Zoom was so... I was really impressed with it.
Well, I'll tell you what I would consider to be very important is if someone said, I'll sponsor that. Now we're talking. Like, now that, okay,
right.
I see the point behind that.
Logo up there.
Whatever.
You know.
So, sure. Yeah. I mean, as we try to figure out ways to continue to generate funds, if you want to, you know, Zoom feed brought to you by, yeah, I'm down. I'm sure sales would try.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it costs. I mean, if Zoom is worth, what did we hear yesterday? $43 billion?
Yes.
They clearly are making money somewhere, and there were no ads on the screen. So I'm going to assume that they charge for these premium things.
Yeah, if it's how you make your living, just like Christina makes her living doing that, everything she does all day are these meetings and
these
conferences. I don't know what she's using, so I couldn't say, but they're conference calls and video, and you can tell the difference. She'll come in with mascara and her hair combed, and you go, oh, she's got an actual meeting with cameras on. Or she comes in and it's just going to be a call. And you've sat in on calls. Sometimes you're not even expected to talk. You just sit in there, and they need to see that your name is in the corner or whatever.
And you got your thing muted, and you're talking to your husband.
Right.
No, I mean, what I meant to say was, so you have your thing muted so that, you know, if you're breathing too heavy, you can't. Wait, that doesn't sound
well, right. No, in this case, she's actually running around chasing kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
she needs to not be heard.
But you know what's trippy about yesterday is so many changes came about and were announced that the conversations did come. We're starting to look at, like, okay, is daycare coming back?
Right.
And if daycare's coming back, do we trust going to daycare? And that's another tear, which is like, yeah, we trust our person for sure. Do we trust the other parents of these kids that they're being as careful as? And plus, if you read any of the comments from yesterday's big announcement, whether, like, I know you're on Instagram a lot. If you read the comments, there are people who are like, Gavin Newsom's nuts. He's like some kind of dictator. Who does he think he is? He can't tell me to stay in my house. It's crazy.
Yep.
How many people are like, no,
get out.
I don't want this guy telling me I'm a free person in America and I'm not following this dude's rules. And you just go, oh, that's
so
out there.
You're going to endanger all of us. Well, all right.
Yeah, that's
no,
the answer.
No, I mean, it's, you know, there's, and surprise, people's lives are being destroyed. They're mm-hmm. being destroyed by this.
Right.
Surprise, there's resentment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for every one of us that's like, look, you know what? Thank my lucky stars. I mean, even right down to I have a studio that's all set up for a broadcast. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? This is not a hardship. It sucks. It's, you know, it would be nice to just have the world be the way it was. But this isn't hard. And, you know, someone actually pointed out yesterday, I can't remember what I posted, but something like the person said, well, at least you still have a job. And I was like, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then people started like kind of snarking on each other underneath that comment. And I was just like, I'm not going to read this anymore. And if it gets really ugly, I'm going to start deleting people's comments.
Because,
you know, I don't want that. I'm not a forum for that. I'm a forum for positivity, Vincent,
well,
as you well know.
I do know, though, that anything you say opens you up, and that's...
Yep, it's true.
That's part of our gig, so... I don't know. Anyway, yesterday, I did... I mean, that's cool that you got your practice in, and I hope to get to see that show, so...
Well, I'm sure, like you said, look, if we can get it... Because that's the thing, we're running all the audio. Like, we're in headphones, we're singing in microphones, John's playing electric guitar, we're going, you know, through the board into the Zoom...
Legit.
Machine. Right. So, and that was another thing. I would like to say something right now.
All right.
I would be nothing without that guy. Like, at about the call was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which was a couple hours of sound checking. So he had until one, and he's been working on it steadily, as John does, working on it for a couple days to figure out how to, because we have all new equipment in here and it wasn't 100% set up when we went into lockdown. So it's 12:30 and he's frustrated, I can tell, because he's trying to, first of all, he's got to figure out this whole new Zoom thing and figure out a way to get it up and direct all and patch this in so that this can be on. We can have our feed go through, like, you know, I don't know, blah, blah, blah.
Does he talk to himself with things like, I don't want to do this. This is terrible. Who signed me up for this? Where's the
Well, that's the thing. I know I signed him up for it. So I'm like, here's a sandwich. Here's some water, you know, like... How about a hug? You know, like offering whatever I can. And also trying to shut my big fat mouth. Because you know me. I'm always making comments. So it's like 12:30.
Oh, you should. Here's what you should do.
Yes. Hey, well, have you tried this? She said as though she knew what in the F she was talking about. So I'm being good. I'm trying to be really quiet and not get in his way. Because I can tell he's on it. So it's 12:30. It's a half an hour before. And we still aren't. It's still not working. Like, I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting on the couch going, check, 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 la, 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 making noise so he can figure out where the level is and how to get it to where it needs to go. But in my mind, I'm going, look, worst case scenario, we'll do this thing acoustic, and it'll just sound like every other crappy thing that, you know, gets tossed up on a Zoom thing. You know, him on a guitar, me singing, we'll sing into a phone. Like, that can, it can be that. But I didn't say that because I didn't want to give him
an out
just in case he could get it.
I do know that you guys built a studio, so here he is in a position where he gets
been
to
bummed.
Use it. Yeah, you want to use that. I mean, there's right. no point. That'd be like you broadcasting through your phone right now. Meanwhile, you've got an entire room dedicated to broadcasting.
Exactly.
Why would you do that?
Right. Well, the thing is, if you couldn't make it work, you'd go to the lowest, you know, to the thing that you could do.
I got it.
So in my head, I'm like, it's not
charging.
The...
He's right. charging because he wants to use the room.
Yes. And because we want to sound good, you know, he wants to be able to play his electric guitar instead of his acoustic. And he wants, you know, to be able to put a little mix on and have some reverb, you know, have it sound amazing.
Nice.
I know. So it's like 1 minute to one, which is when we have to sign on to this thing. I go, okay, well, I'm going to sign on to the Zoom meeting. So I have it up on the big screen and I'm getting us all signed up. And all of a sudden I hear him go, and he turns the thing up and we're on. I was so proud of him.
Nice.
And so like the rest of the day, I just was like, it just kept like hitting me in the head. Like you'd be nothing without him. Like there would be nothing that worked in this house. There'd be no lights for sure. There'd, you know, hot water. We wouldn't have that, you know, food. No, like that guy is, he's amazing. John, Guitar John Pod, you are my freaking hero. Like that guy is my hero. He is. Don't bother following him on Instagram. He never goes on there. But that, you know, my little Guitar John. Oh, he's
well,
amazing.
It's nice of you to give credit where it's due and all that. But I, you know, and I don't, I'm not trying to take away from your Guitar John plug, but you would, it's in situations where humans are sink or swim, I believe you would swim. Mm. So I don't,
you know, I like to think I would too, but the reality is, I'm so tired.
But you also, without John, would never have put yourself in a position where you agreed to do something way beyond your means. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? No one would have ever thought to ask me. They'd be like, well, that talentless hack, not having her on the show.
Well, you just wouldn't have said we could broadcast from home and get this thing. You know, you wouldn't have said that. You would have said
it's true. And also without him, I probably wouldn't have a home. I would have married some townie in Bridgewater and that would have been, then I'd still be there, you know, sitting on a back porch smoking Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
16 dirty children running around me.
I don't know about that. When I met you, you were pretty adamant about no kids.
That's true. But who knows who I would have been if I didn't have, like, I, you know, he was like the rock that allowed me to grow a career. He really was.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Last night, I cut my partner's hair in the backyard.
Oh, how did that go? Just a trim?
It didn't go well, and I'm sad about it because I did try to do it a good job, but she's like, why did you do more than I wanted you to? And I'm like, well, because it was crooked, and I wanted to fix it.
That happens.
So we did this thing where we parted her hair in four places, and this was not by my design. I'm like, look, I'm a hairstylist. Would you just stop telling me what to do? But she wasn't letting that go at all. So we had to part her hair in four ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Is it wet?
It was wet. Yeah. Okay. And then we had to. So we do the division, and then we do the ponytails, and we do this measure. And I can still see myself after I've cut these things, but after I cut the first one, I'm like, oh, that looks horribly crooked. Like above the ponytail holder, I just didn't get it nice and clean and tight. So I'm like, well, I'll clean that up in you know, post. So I do the four cuts, and there's now these braided ponytails sitting on the side. And then I just see myself taking about a handful. How much is that? 4 inches? 3 inches?
It's a handful.
A handful. And I just cut it off. And then I put that aside, and she sees this handful of hair that I've now put where the ponytails are, and she's like, what is that from? And I'm trying to think, like, well, it's from my knuckles. Like, what do you mean, what is that from? It's from your hair. Where else would there be that much hair? My knuckles? No. Stuh. That's from your head.
Oh, no.
And she's like, why did you do that? It was all. And I go, I'm just straightening it out. Relax. And then there's another handful I put down next to that one. And then she's like, oh, my God. Why did we even bother with it? And I go, right. I told you. I didn't want those things in the first place. And in the end, it's not good. So,
no, what happened? I don't get it.
I
Why
don't
did
get
you
it
do
either.
That?
I just, it was getting late and I was trying to make it straight and I cut at least 3 inches more than she wanted cut off. And
is it shoulder length now?
It's, yes. It's, well, it's, yeah.
Above the shoulders?
Yeah, it's short. It's really, she just got, so.
She got butched.
She got butched. She wanted it cut because she wanted to donate the hair, but even she was like, if I wanted 3 more inches cut off, I would have put that braid 3 more inches higher so the hair could have gone to someone that could use it rather than be in a pile next to the hair that's going to someone that can use it. She's right, and I shouldn't have. I don't know why she trusted me with that in the first place, but I botched it.
She should have had Isla do it.
Maybe.
No, I've seen Isla's haircuts of herself.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
So we did that while my side piece played. So, you know, it was a nice evening.
So you guys were grooving, you were rocking out while that was going on. And that's probably why you got so excited for the haircutting.
I just wanted to get it. What I really wanted to do was have her go, oh my God, you're actually kind of good at this.
Like, well, that's really what everybody wants to have happen after they do something. I mean, you know,
instead,
the problem is if you're not.
Like, oh, my God. It's so this. And she's trying to explain to me how it was layered and it was supposed to be longer in front and or longer in back and shorter in front. And I was like, well, I evened it out for you. Because that was part of the thing is some of it was so short that I went, oh, well, this part's way longer. And then I went, oh, well, that can't stay like that. Like, there's a lot of hair.
Oh, my God. I'm actually so scared. Do you have any pictures?
I know. What?
Oh. You've got it. You have. If you
She's okay,
her-
but she definitely wanted it not to be that short. And I don't.
Texters are saying that she posted the haircut to her Instagram story.
Oh my God, she did? Yeah. I have to look right now. Holy crap. Oh
it's
my God.
Really? I mean, we had fun. We were having fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Fun is a side product. I mean, that is her.
But she definitely at the end of it was like, it's way shorter than I wanted you to do. And I was like, well, I wanted it to be straight. And she's
is it
like,
on her story? Because I'm not seeing it.
I don't know.
Yet. Let's look. Hold on.
I didn't look
oh,
at that.
Oh, okay. There you are cutting it.
Right?
And,
looks good, right?
Oh my God. Oh, you know what? It's she looks cute. She's fine. She'll live. She'll still dudes will still want to do her. That's huge.
Well, hold on a minute.
Boy, she really was having you cut off quite a bit anyway. Did she
yeah.
do her hair at all?
No, and you know what? It's funny because I actually saw a gray hair amongst all of those other brown hairs. By the way, that's one of the problems. There's way too many hairs on that girl's head.
She has a lot of hair. So you've cut off the 3 braids, and I can see where you're saying it's very uneven. You know, in the end, I think it's really cute. I'm surprised
to
say.
I don't hate it.
I would think that after a couple days, she will look at you and say, you know, you're actually pretty good at this.
Maybe. We'll see. But
that's not horror. Okay, so it's on her story, you guys. So it's Hurry Up, HRYUP _ Chrisarella. There's no H in the Chris, CRI. You know what, Vinny, if you follow Vinny or any of us, we all follow Chris. So
what just happened?
I think Bryn left the, Bryn
oh,
is sick of
dear.
Us, so he's done
Bryn,
being on the
wow.
call with us.
Wow, dude.
No, I was getting some emails and notifications, so I was
checking. Oh. Well, anyway, we're super late.
Oh, boy, we sure are.
Super duper late.
Well, look, I mean,
good morning.
You know, we all had stories to tell from yesterday. Jeez Louise.
I feared I was going to wake up with scissors in one of my eyes, but
yeah.
It turns out she didn't do that to me, and I'm okay. And
frankly, the picture she put at the end after you had evened it up, it looks, she's such a pretty girl, doesn't matter
she's
anyway.
She's a good-looking lady, but
she
is. We'll see. I have a feeling she will be the first thing she will do out of quarantine will be get that mess cleaned up.
Well, she'll get some layers put in and do her thing. KLLC, right. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be back to talk about Survivor right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.